Okay, welcome back to Christmas Becomes Eclectic here on KCRW Santa Monica, a community service of Santa Monica College at 89.9 FM National Public Radio for most of Southern California. My name is Bob Claster, and we've got another hour here on Christmas morning. Thank you for spending part of your Christmas morning with us. And this next set of tunes has to do with a certain type of woman. Well, I'll let you discover for yourself. We will start off with Pearl Bailey.
Hey, Santa Claus, you want to make me happy this year? Listen to me, honey. Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now, there's a little gift. It's loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm gonna think of you. But at the same time, that will change the payment of rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two ways about it. But while we're here, Santa dear, is much better with than without it. So, really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, start me right on Christmas night. Try me, try me. Try me on that money. Just try me, honey. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? But listen, honey, Santa dear, the new year, oh, it would be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little simple thing I've been speaking to you about. Like maybe a 5-pound box of money. That's all, that's all. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed. What old Pearl really needs is that 5-pound box of tin. How much can it weigh? I ask you, how much? I don't want the whole money tree. What good is that big thing to me? You keep the branches. You can keep the trunk and the root. Because all that I want is just a little bit of the fruit. So if you want to be sure, I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You try me, start me off on Christmas night with a 5-pound. No, I better increase that, make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good bag while I'm begging, because I mean, I'd catch you next year. You know, people go out, sometimes you don't see them no more, so bring the money. Santa, can you hear me? Five, bring me some money. Oh, Santa. Now, what do I want with this dime? Are you kidding?
Hi, this is Julie Brown with a Christmas Minute and a Half. You know, Christmas is a time of caring and loving, but they say if you can't love yourself, well, then you really can't love anybody else. And the best way to show that you really care about you is to spend most of your Christmas dollars on yourself. So here's a few ways to cut corners during this magic season. First of all, change the tradition from Christmas stockings to Christmas pantyhose. Next, glue jujubes on old bricks and send them out as fruitcakes. No one ever eats them, so no one really know. For a lawn decoration, dress your dog as a reindeer and say, "Stay." For a manger scene, use old dolls. Donnie and Marie make a great Mary and Joseph, and Spuds McKenzie is just darling as the baby Jesus. Last of all, buy Easter baskets for the kids, and when they wake up Christmas morning, tell them they've been in a coma for 4 months. So there you have it. And with the dollars you save, you can buy yourself a whole new wardrobe. You'll look great. All sorts of people will come on to you, and after all, isn't that what Christmas is really all about? So here's my present to you from me, Julie Brown, and that's all you're gonna get. Merry Christmas.
Put the loot in the boot, Santa, you've gotta be good to me. Another jewel would be cool, Big Daddy. They're having a sale down at Tiffany's. Last year's mink was fine for a while, but Santa, honey, it's now out of style. So put the loot in the boot, Santa, if you wanna share my company, put the jack in the sack, Nicky, and bring it right down to me. Another deed's what I need, Nicky. Uranium mines suit me to a T. Although gold and platinum are nice, uranium this year, or else it's no dice. So put the loot in the boot, Santa, then I'll let you share my company. Some cash on the sash, Big Daddy. I wanna go on a spree. I'll put your ex on more checks, honey. I've used all the ones from last year, you see. Really, I've been good this whole year. So Santa, darling, please be a dear. I'll put the loot in the boot, Big Daddy. I'll be waiting at the Christmas tree, yeah. Waiting at the Christmas tree, uh-huh. Waiting at the Christmas tree, yeah. Waiting at the Christmas tree, mm-hmm. Waiting at the Christmas
tree. Hi, this is Madonna. I just want to wish everybody out there listening a very Merry Christmas. Don't drive drunk, whatever you do. Have a good time. Don't drive drunk.
Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
That was Eartha Kitt, of course, with Santa Baby. And we started off the set with The 5 Pound Box of Money by Pearl Bailey, A Ways to Save Money at Christmas by Julie Brown, she of MTV fame. And then I hope you recognized Mae West with Put the Loot in the Boot. And then Madonna came by to say hello just before we listened to Santa Baby. The reason for that was because Madonna has also recorded Santa Baby, but I chose to go with the classic original by Eartha Kitt. This next set of music has to do with the more serious side of Christmas, some of the things that we probably don't think about enough, but still we need to be reminded of. And this first song is dedicated to all of you that gave your children guns and tanks and play things that were actually weapons of destruction in one way or another for Christmas.
Dave Mustaine.
I'm Dave Ellison, and we're from Megadeth.
And we'd like to wish you a cool Yule and a frantic first.
Hi, this is Weird Al Yankovic wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. And now, here's a cheery little number I wrote about death, destruction, and the end of the world called Christmas at Ground Zero.
Thank you. of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero. And if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. Your fate is none too clear. The Lord may find you wanting. Let your good fortune disappear. All homely comforts blown away, and all that's left to show is to share your joy at Christmas time with Jack Frost and the Hoodie Crow. Nights we talk in words of rain or snow, while you through chattering teeth reply and curse us as you go. Why not spare a thought this day for those who have no flame to warm their bones at Christmas time? Say Jack Frost
and the hoodie crow.
Those were the Kinks with Father Christmas. In my opinion, one of the greatest rock and roll Christmas songs of all time. And coming up in this next set, you're going to hear one of, in my opinion, the greatest country songs. It's a new one. One of the best country Christmas songs ever. But what we heard was Timbuk 3 with All I Want for Christmas, with greetings from Megadeth in the middle there. Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al Yankovic. Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow by Jethro Tull. And Father Christmas by the Kinks. Now back to a more lighter side. We'll listen to Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns from New Orleans with a pretty twisted version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and then we'll hear some other versions of that or things that take off on that, and we'll close out with some country tunes. So here's Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns.
that creature was stern, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Hope that Saint Nick will soon be there.
Coming down the chimney, making lots of noise.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A yachty old fella with lots of toys.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
The children were nestled and snuggled in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. And Mime in a kerchief, and I in my cap, had just sell our brains for a long winter nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore up the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear? A miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeers, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his course they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher and Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, Donner and Vixen, to the top of the porch, the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as the leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up through the house track, the course they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle, I heard on the roof, a prancing and quarreling of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney came Nicholas with a bound. He was dressed in fur from his head to his foot, and the clothes was all tarnished and ashes and soot. The bundle of toys had swung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opened his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin were as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad little face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and right jolly. Well, I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and lined his fingers aside of his nose, gave a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sled, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew down like a thresher. But I heard him exclaim, here he drove out of sight, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Coming down the chimney, making lots of noise,
boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A jolly old fella with lots of toys,
boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A coming down the chimney, making lots of noise,
boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A jolly old fella got a lots of toys,
boogie woogie Santa Claus.
Hi, this is Randy Travis, hoping you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. The night before Christmas, alone in the dark, not a creature is stirring except for my heart. This old house without you just don't feel right. Oh, what a silent night. And in the twinkling of my eye, a teardrop comes falling as I realize I'm all alone, and you're by stockings are hanging across our old bed, as visions of yesterday's dance in my head. The fire burns hotter, but I'm cold as ice. Oh, what a silent night. And in the twinkling of my eye, a teardrop comes falling as I realize I'm all silent night. Oh, what a silent night.
Dear Santa, this is Julie Brown, and I just want to say I don't want anything for Christmas this year because, well, I learned the real meaning of Christmas, and I wrote this story that I'd like to share with you. It's called My Night Before Christmas by Julie Brown. 'Twas like the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except the maid who was redoing the windows because they were streaky and I was having people over the next day for Christmas power brunch. Okay, so then the caterer calls and canceled because he'd just done this like power buffet for Madonna and he said it'd given him a nervous breakdown. Well, I just freaked. I mean, it was total PMS time. So I called everyone and canceled. I was totally depressed. And I made this blender of pina coladas, you know, I was ready to get totally wasted. Suddenly, the angel on top of my Christmas tree started to glow. I mean, it was totally Spielberg-esque. I'm serious. And the angel said, Julie, you have got your head up your butt as far as your priorities are concerned. And I said, oh, Christmas angel, I know. What should I do? She said, go out and find some poor people and learn the Christmas spirit. So I drove around looking for some poor people, but I live in Beverly Hills, so it took hours, you know. Well, I finally found some poor people. Well, they weren't really poor, but they were badly dressed, you know? So I brought them home, and it was an awesome experience. I mean, they showed me how to make coffee and roll cigarettes, and we played Twister and sang Christmas carols. I mean, I felt just like Jimmy Stewart, you know, in that movie, It's a Fabulous Life? And they spent the night, and they left the next morning, and, okay, sure, some of my stuff was missing, but I learned the Christmas spirit. I did. I mean, Christmas is about sharing and caring and reaching out and touching someone. It's not about power brunches or fabulous cleavage or having a diamond ring. My ring. They stole my ring! Those creeps, I never take it off! Oh, that's right. They got me drunk and they stole my ring. I could just kill them. I can't believe this. Okay, dear Santa, I have changed my mind. I want a chainsaw now. Because Christmas is about revenge, okay? It's about tracking down the people who stole your ring and threatening them with a chainsaw. I cannot believe this. I swear to God, okay? I have to go. Merry Christmas.
You left a year ago this Christmas, and we're wondering if you miss us. Don't know why you ever left and went away. The kids are lonely here without you, even wrote Oh, Santa, about you. Please don't leave them all alone this Christmas day. Don't you miss their arms around you? Do their memories around you? Don't you know it's not their fault things are this way? Why not show consideration to the ones whose hearts you're breaking? Give them your gift of love this Christmas Day. If you could see their little faces as round the tree they take their places, they're looking for the biggest gift of all. So why not show consideration to the ones whose heart you're breaking? Won't you beckon to our lonely Christmas call?
Celebrate my baby back to me. Celebrate my baby back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, all the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to
please
me.
Please make these reindeer hurry, well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas unless my baby's here. Oh, fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make this reindeer hurry, well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas. Fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Then Santa,
with me. But if you won't, you ain't nothing but a reindeer prancing all the time. Well, if you ain't here for Christmas, then you ain't no friend of mine. If only you could hear what I'm saying, and Santa Claus could hear me praying, there isn't anything that I wouldn't pay if Elvis could be here on Christmas Day. But if he won't, I'd be so lonely, baby, I'd be so lonely. It's gonna be heartbreak, Noel.
That is definitely one of the stranger Christmas records that I came across in my research this year. That was Debbie Dabney with I Want to Spend Christmas with Elvis, and before that we heard Elvis himself. Speaking of strange, Santa Bring My Baby Back with Elvis Presley. We started out with 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. Randy Travis sang hello and introducing Oh, What a Silent Night. I think that is a beautifully written country song. Very typical, great country lyrics from his Christmas album. And My Night Before Christmas was Julie Brown, and Lonely Christmas Call was George Jones. A lot of what we heard, by the way, in this program came from a number of wonderful anthologies which came out this year on Rhino CDs. And I want to thank the people at Rhino who were very nice in supplying me with a lot of these things so that I could play them for you. One last set here before we wind up the Christmas Becomes Eclectic. It's been a pleasure doing this. I hope you've enjoyed it too, and I hope you're having a nice Christmas. We'll start off with a fairly rare, this was only supplied to radio stations last Christmas and was never available to the general public, fairly rare piece by the late Jesse Ed Davis called Santa Claus is Getting Down.
And then let's start fooling around. You better behave real good, little girl. Santa Claus is getting down. I cut loose my reindeer, took the sack off my back. Now I do what in a long black Cadillac. You better behave like a good little girl. Climb up here in Santa's lap. Let's hang your pretty stockings before we start to fool around. You better behave like a good little girl. Santa Claus is getting down. All right, now get down, Santa. Thank you.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is on the ground. Yeah, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is on the ground. Said it better be good now, baby. Wow, Santa Claus is back in town. I don't got no sleigh with reindeer, got no toys on my back. You gonna see me coming in a drop-top Cadillac. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is on the ground. Said it better be good now, baby, cause Santa Claus is back in town.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Ho, 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 honey. Stockings, girl, turn out the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is on the ground. Well, said it better be good now, baby. Wow, this old Saint Nick is back in town. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming.
you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. You better be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not try.
Santa Claus is coming.
Thank you very much, Christmas Becomes Eclectic Orchestra. This is going to wrap up Christmas Becomes Eclectic. My name is Bob Claster. I have been your host, and the last set consisted of Santa Claus is Getting Down by Jesse Ed Davis, Santa Claus is Back in Town by Dwight Yoakam, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home is Darlene Love, Phil Spector, and we closed out with Roy Wood's tribute to Phil Spector, one of his many, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. I'm not sure I wish it could be Christmas every day, but it's been a pleasure. And I hope you can join me for funny stuff on Sunday nights from 9 until 10. And I tell you to stay tuned for some more Christmas programming that should be pretty nifty coming up here on KCRW today. And that's about it. Thanks for listening. Oh, yeah, one more thing. If you would like a copy of the playlist from this program, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the station at 1900 Pico Boulevard. That's KCRW. 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. Call the station if you didn't get that address, and I'll be happy to send it to you because I've got it all printed out. So that's about it. Thanks again, and Merry Christmas. Thank you.